our series of reports on UFOs.
Mysterious region in Nevada known as Area 51.
Unexplained aerial phenomenon.
Our government has lied about UFO information.
Unexplained aerial phenomenon.
Aliens are unexplained. True. Clickbait.
Unexplained aerial phenomenon.
Our government has lied about UFO information.
Unexplained aerial phenomenon.
Alien. Clickbait.
Unexplained aerial phenomenon.
Hi, and welcome to this episode of Alien and Clickbait, where I scour the internet searching for weird articles about aliens, UFOs, and the paranormal, so you don't have to. On this episode, we take a look at an article that tells us why NASA thinks we haven't found aliens yet, as well as a Israeli space chief admitting that there's a galactic federation of aliens. Pretty interesting, isn't it? I hope you guys all had a great Thanksgiving. I know I did. Hope you all got to do some Black Friday shopping, maybe some Brown Thursday shopping. Bought yourself a new flat screen TV, a new Keurig coffee maker. Bought Grandma some isotoner gloves and matching scarf. Now that that's over with, we got Christmas coming in 25 short days. Not looking forward to all this cold for those of us who live in the winter climates. We had a chilly weekend of freezing temperatures. Luckily, that inspired me to record some episodes, so here I am. It's a win-win situation for you and me. I get to stay inside, record episodes, and you get episodes. Great job, everybody. All right, let's get down to business with our first article. That is from the Metro. Apparently, there's no author. But let's take a look and see what it says. The title is NASA Scientists Think They Know Why We've Not Found Aliens Yet. All right. Oh, and just so you know, all these articles can be found in the show notes of the episode. There'll be a link in the show notes. So if you want to read along and turn the page when you hear the chime go like this. All right, let's take a look at this article here. The big image showing NASA, a NASA sign. NASA has ramped up its efforts to find alien life, or even signs of life, in the last few years, but to no avail. So far, the pesky aliens elude us. However, the space experts have got a few theories as to why that might be. And it spells disaster for the human race. Oh boy. Oh no. Do I want to click forward, click ahead? Let's choose our own adventure and say yes. NASA scientists think they know why they haven't found aliens yet. The article continues, according to a NASA report called Avoiding the Great Filter, Extraterrestrial Life and Humanity's Future in the Universe. Intelligent civilizations have an expiration date. They end up wiping themselves out. Think of the Mayans or the Aztecs. So any great galactic alien empire may have already destroyed itself. Oh no, that's too bad. So sad. The theory is that cosmic science is down to bad timing. Alien civilizations may have existed, but have died out before they were able to make contact with us. But this also means as a fairly intelligent civilization, we are at risk of destroying ourselves. Oh no, what are we going to do? Let's find out. Evidence of life should exist in abundance in our galaxy alone, and yet, in practice, we've produced no clear affirmation of anything beyond our own planet. So, where is everybody? Asks the paper. It's a good question. So I guess that's the that's the end of the article. Kind of ends abruptly. But interesting, nevertheless. Did all of our alien friends wipe themselves out before they got to reach us? That's a good question. Are we going to wipe ourselves out before we traverse past our solar system into other galaxies? They better start finishing that space arc for when things get real down here. We're going to need it, and I'm going to need a ticket. Looking for an elitist girlfriend, someone that their family goes to Bilderberg, you know, something like that. Can I get a ticket to the space arc, please? Where do I get one of those? Interesting. I wish it was a little longer. It's hard to tell with these clickbait articles that you have to like click to the right to advance the article. I've had some where they just go on forever. It doesn't seem to stop. It seems to take the article in the different directions too. But this one was ultimately kind of short, but very important nevertheless. Informing us of our imminent disaster and what we can do to turn it around so we can find aliens. Alright, now this is the article that I wanted to get into. This is from IGN.com, entitled Galactic Federation of Aliens Are in Contact with the U.S. and Israeli Governments, claims former official. Someone call Captain Kirk, it says. This is written by Wesley LeBlanc and from way back in December of 2020. It's an old post, an old article, but I find it very interesting, and I wanted to do the podcast about this one in particular this week. So let's get into it. The article reads, according to former Israeli space security chief Chaim Eshed, the United States and Israeli governments have been and are in contact with a Galactic Federation of Aliens. As reported by the Jerusalem Post, Eshed told daily Israeli newspaper Yediat Aharonot that Israel and the U.S. have been in contact with aliens and that that these aliens exist as a part of Galactic Federation. Eshed, who served as the chief of Israeli's space security program for nearly 30 years, is now a professor. He said that the aliens and the U.S. have made agreements based on researching and understanding the fabric of the universe. Whoa. The article continues, these agreements include a shared secret underground base on Mars, where U.S. and alien representatives meet. Eshed said that President Donald Trump was on the verge of revealing this existence of the Galactic Federation, but that the aliens stopped him from doing so, as they believe revealing their existence would have caused mass hysteria. Wow. For those of you who don't recall, Trump formed the Space Force the same year that this guy came out with this information. Coinkydink? Maybe. Would it have caused mass hysteria? Dogs and cats living together? Who knows? Despite what the Federation reportedly believes, Ashed said that he's decided to reveal this information now due to how well-respected he is in academia and how much the academic landscape has changed. If I had come up with this, if I had come up with what I'm saying 5 years ago, I would have been hospitalized, Ashed said. Today, they're already talking different. I had nothing to lose. I've received my degrees and my awards, and I'm respected in universities abroad, where the trend is also changing. Interesting. Pardon me, I'm a little bit parched here, so I'm trying to get through these articles without choking. The article goes on to read, the Jerusalem Post reports that more information about his revelation can be found in Ashed's newest book. Ah, it's a book release. Entitled, The Universe Beyond the Horizon, Conversations with Professor Ahim Ashed, where the professor explains that aliens have prevented nuclear apocalypses and more. And more. In the new book, The Universe Beyond the Horizon. It's unclear if Ashed has any evidence supporting his claims, perhaps that can be found in his book. Convenient, huh? But somebody should probably give someone who has experience with galactic federations like Captain James Kirk a call, just in case. Yuck, 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 yuck. So that's how the article ends. For more science, read about the recent detection of possible signs of life on Venus. Okay, well, that's the end of that article. What do you think? Do you think Donald Trump was going to tell us that there is a galactic federation of aliens back in 2020? On top of the global pandemic. Guess what, folks? There's also aliens. And we're part of a galactic federation. Wear your masks. Don't get the aliens sick. I don't know. I always thought this was interesting. I read this 2 years ago when it came out and was saving it for such an occasion. What do you think? A respected space chief like Hayam Ashed basically just admitting that there's a galactic federation of aliens and that the US and the Israeli government are in cahoots and have a base underground on Mars and we go there and we have meetings. Wow. Well, that's about all the alien clickbait I can handle for 1 week. Tune in next week as we spin the wheel of clickbait once again to find more interesting articles about UFOs, aliens, and the paranormal. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Series of reports on UFOs.
Mysterious region in Nevada known as Area 51.